Astrid sprinted through the Odinite camp, knocking aside makeshift stools and scattering campfire ashes in her wake. When she reached their tent, she shook Nott awake.
Huh? Winter's still alive. I let her live, but I think she's done something incredibly stupid.
You've been up there? What, an oblivion?
But he was already awake, alert, and throwing on his armor. He followed her out into the night, and they both looked up at the cliff face.
Goddess.
8 strange columns of light jutted up into the night sky. Red, orange, gold, green, blue, violet, silver, and a dirty shade of white. And another column, darker even than the night sky, pulled the other lights toward it, around it, so that they began to lean inward and eventually spiral around one another as they rose upward. White flakes had begun to drift slowly down around Astrid. She held out her hand, and a tiny snowflake landed, perfect and unmelting, on her palm. The first winter's snow.
Come on, we need to find Cynthia.
Fortunately, the sisters' tent wasn't far away. Cynthia and Jane were together, awake and fully dressed, when Astrid and Nott ran up to them. They'd been watching the spectrum of color on the cliff, too, and the strange dark light bending them all into itself. Cynthia counted 8 lights, 9, including the dark pillar.
It's happening, isn't it?
I didn't kill her, if that's what you mean.
I am sorry that you didn't, Astrid. If you had, you might have prevented this. And what is this? This is the Rising. The 9 demons are here.
How is Winter involved?
I think she's planning to fight them, or kill herself trying.
Kanta's bloody bones. I've got to go get her.
I think...
Cynthia's hand strayed to the gemstone in the pouch at her side. She half expected it to shine through the pouch itself, perhaps even burn through it. But the pouch was as dark as ever. She could sense it, however, sense the connection between the gemstone and those lights on the clifftop.
I think I need to be up there.
Jane's eyes widened.
Why on the Sphera would you? I know how to use Kanta's heart.
Cynthia met Nott's eyes.
The gemstone I procured at the Fane. I think I can use it to stop...
She glanced up at the lights on the clifftop again.
To stop that, I hope.
But you said you did not know how.
I've figured it out, sister. But I need to get up there to where they are.
It's too dangerous.
Did you hear what I said?
For a moment, Cynthia almost forgot Jane and Astrid were there. She took Nott's hands in hers.
I can stop this.
Nott scowled.
Then I go with you. To help, somehow. And to help Winter.
If I can do this right, I think I can help her too.
Astrid was pacing back and forth like a jungle cat.
Then let's go!
There's something else up there.
Jane's face was an illumination of color, yellow and orange and green and violet. Each of their faces, Cynthia realized, was lit up in a rainbow of color. It would have been an incredibly beautiful sight had the portents not been so dire. A faint shimmer in the light show above them caught her eye, and then another, and then another, and another, and suddenly she realized why she had not been able to see what it was Jane saw. She had been looking too narrowly. In the sky above the cliffs, a massive, roiling blackness shimmered and twisted, a blackness all too familiar to her. And if she squinted, she could see dozens of large, dark forms pouring down from the darkness and onto the clifftop.
Outsiders.
There are so many of them.
Maybe going up there isn't the best idea.
Cynthia squeezed Nott's hands tightly.
It is the only way. But how in the Sphera am I going to make it past all those outsiders?
I believe I can guide you, sister.
I'm coming with you both.
Oblivion. If you're all gonna go, then I might as well.
An outsider, twice the height of a human, landed on the ground behind them. Fangs the size of Cynthia's forearm jutted at all angles from its mouth, and a half dozen black horns and spikes ran the length of its head. Astrid looked back at the others.
Go. I can handle this one.
With a supernatural burst of speed, the vampire leapt on the monster, burying her claws deep in its back. Cynthia pulled Nott along gently.
Astrid can handle herself.
Jaw set, Nott nodded, and the three of them moved toward the cliffs.